With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The judge in former President Trump's criminal case expects closing arguments May 28th.
Donald Trump enters court criticizing the pace of the trial. The judge expects closing arguments after the long Memorial Day holiday. Former president has a cadre of supporters with him, including famed legal scholar Alan Dershowitz, former NYPD Commissioner Bernard Kerik, who Trump pardoned after he went to prison for tax fraud, Kash Patel, a top ally who also served in Trump's administration. Many had to sit in the back row of the courtroom because there wasn't enough space in the gallery rows immediately behind the defense table. At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
The House Republican leader addresses the Israeli parliament and vows ironclad U.S. support to eradicate Hamas.
House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik promised U.S. support for Israel's fight to eradicate Hamas during an impassioned speech Sunday before the Jewish state's Knesset. She said the only acceptable outcome is total victory over the terrorist group. Stefanik is the highest-ranking House member to visit Israel since Hamas's October 7th attack. During the speech, she blasted the Biden administration's bid to hold up weapons sales to Israel and said Republicans in Congress will fight back against Democratic efforts to sever the historically close alliance between the United States and Israel. Stefanik warned that without the total eradication of Hamas, a fresh wave of terrorism could arrive in America. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The deaths of Iran's President Ebrahim Raisi and foreign minister leave the country without two influential leaders, and analysts and regional officials expect little change in Iran's foreign or domestic policies. Defense Secretary Austin says the U.S. is monitoring events.
We don't have any insights into the cause of the accident at this point. And certainly I know the Iranians are investigating or will investigate, and so we'll see what the outcome is once their investigation is complete.
This is SRN News. A Christian teacher wins a legal battle.
Jessica Tapia was fired by California's Jurupa Valley High School because she refused to use transgender pronouns for her students or agree to keep their so-called gender transitions a secret from their parents. Tapia filed suit with the help of Advocates for Faith and Freedom, and now the school district has agreed to pay $360,000 to settle the matter out of court. A statement from AFF says, quote, "Religious freedom is protected no matter what your job." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The NFL is distancing itself from Kansas City Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker, who condemned abortion during a commencement address at Benedictine College. Butker also condemned the promotion of the LGBT lifestyle by the Biden administration. The league has released a statement saying, quote, "Harrison Butker's views are not those of the NFL as an organization." Butker is a conservative Catholic. This is SRN News. A major retailer is cutting prices.
Target plans to cut prices on thousands of items this summer: food, drink, household goods. This as inflation cuts into household budgets and more Americans pay closer attention to their spending. Target says you'll see lower prices on food items like milk, bread, fruits, and vegetables, and on goods like pet food and diapers. In March, Target reported its first annual drop in sales in 7 years, 1.7%. I'm Rita Foley.
New federal certification rules finalized Monday for train dispatchers and signal repairmen will set minimum standards for those jobs to counteract the investor pressure on railroads to continually cut costs while making sure employees have the needed skills to operate all of the high-tech systems on today's trains. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup.